Pierce's mind was working fast, trying to anticipate questions, trying to come up with answers. He felt himself break into a sweat.
"Edward, my dear fellow, you look terrible."
I know, Pierce began.
"You see,
you look ghastly near to death itself. Why, you're positively grey as a corpse. When you told me you suffered from trains, I hardly imagined. Are you all right?"
"I believe so," Pierce said with a heartfelt sigh. "I expect I shall be much improved after I dine."
"Dine? Oh, yes, of course. You must dine at once, and take a draught of brandy, too. Your circulation is sluggish from the look of you. I should join you myself, but, as you see, they're now unloading the gold, which is my deep responsibility. Edward, can you excuse me? Are you truly well?"
"I appreciate your concern," Pierce began.
"And
perhaps I can help him," the girl said.
"Oh, capital idea," Fowler said. "No, splendid, splendid. She's a charmer, Edward, and I leave her to you."
Fowler gave him a queer look at this last comment, and then he hurried off down the platform towards the luggage van, turning back once to call, "Remember, a good strong draught of brandy is the thing." And then he was gone. Pierce gave an enormous sigh and turned to the girl.
"How could he miss my clothes?"
"You should see your countenance," she said. "You look horrible." She glanced at his clothes. "And I see you have a dead man's dunnage.
Mine were torn by the wind."
"Then you've done the pull."
Pierce only grinned.